You've only got to look at her face to see there's something wrong. Of course there's something wrong. She's a human, said Squeak. Gaspard considered the options. There weren't many. The obvious one was to find Victor and get him to come back here. He rejected it. It sounded too much like the silly, bouncy sort of thing that Laddie would do. It suggested that the best a dog could think of when confronted with a puzzle was to find a human to solve it. He trotted forward and gripped the trailing hem of the sleepwalker's nightdress firmly in his jaws. She walked on, pulling him off his feet. The cat laughed, far too sarcastically for Gaspard's liking. "Time to wake up, miss," he growled, letting the nightdress go. Ginger strode onwards.
"See," said the cat. "Give them an opposed thumb and they think they're something special."
"I'm going to follow her," said Gaspard. "A girl could come to harm out there by herself at night."
"That's dogs for you," said the cat to Squeak. "Always fawning on people. It'll be Diamante collars and a bowl with his name on it next, I'm telling you."
"If you're looking to lose a mouthful of fur, you've come to the right place, kitty," snarled Gaspard, baring his rotten teeth again.
"I don't have to tolerate that sort of thing," said the cat, lifting its nose haughtily. "Come, Squeak, let us hie to a garbage heap where there ain't so much rubbish."
Gaspard scowled at their departing backs.
"Pussy," he yelled after them.
Then he trotted after Ginger, hating himself. "If I was a wolf, which technically I am," he thought, "there'd definitely be a rending of jaws and similar. Any girl wandering around by herself would be in dead trouble. I could attack any time I liked. I'm just choosing not to. One thing I'm not doing, I'm not sort of keeping an eye on her. I know Victor told me to keep an eye on her, but catch me going round doing what humans tell me. I'd like to see humans that could give me orders. Tear his throat out, just like that. And if anything happened to her, he'd go round mooning for days and probably forget to feed me. Not that dogs like me needs humans to feed them. I could be out bringing down reindeers just by leaping on their backs and biting the jugulars off. But it's damn convenient getting it all on a plate." She was moving quite fast. Gaspard's tongue hung out as he strove to keep up. His head was aching. He risked a few sideways squints to see if any other dogs were watching. If they were, he thought, he could pretend he was chasing her. Which was what he was doing anyway. Yeah. The trouble was, he never had much breath at the best of times, and it was getting hard to keep pace. She ought to have the decency to slow down a bit. Ginger began to climb the lower slopes of the hill. Gaspard considered barking loudly, and then if anyone drew attention to this afterwards, he could always say it was to frighten her. Trouble was, he had about enough wind left for a threatening wheeze. Ginger topped a rise and went down into the little dell among the trees. Gaspard staggered after her, righted himself, opened his mouth to whimper a warning, and almost swallowed his tongue. The door had opened several inches. More sand rolled down the heap, even as Gaspard watched. And he could hear voices. They didn't seem to be speaking words, but the bones of words, meaning without disguise. They hummed around his bullet head like mendicant mosquitoes, begging and cajoling, and...
"He was the most famous dog in the world. The knots unravelled from his coats, the frayed patches sprouted glossy curls, his fur grew on his suddenly supple frame, and withdrew from his teeth. Plates appeared in front of him, not laden with the multicoloured and mysterious organs that he was normally expected to eat, but with dark red steak. There was sweet water, no, there was beer in a bowl with his name on it. Tantalizing odours on the air suggested that a number of lady dogs would be happy to make his acquaintance after he had drunk and dined. Thousands of people thought he was marvellous. He had a collar with his name on it, and...
No, that couldn't be right. Not a collar. It'd be a squeaky toy next if you didn't draw the line at collars. The image collapsed in confusion, and now the pack bounded through the dark, snow-covered trees, falling in behind him, red mouths agape, long legs eating up the road. The fleeing humans on the sledge didn't have a chance. One was thrown aside when a runner bounced off a branch and lay screaming in the road, as Gaspard and the wolves fell upon... No, that wasn't right, he thought wretchedly. You didn't actually eat humans. They got up your nose all right. The gods knew, but you couldn't actually eat them.